T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, next time you're out crossing the street, you tend to look both ways, but does one of those ways mean you're looking at your phone? I don't know what distractions have to do with it, but what I do know is, based on a new study, there has been a sharp increase in the number of pedestrian deaths in the last 10 years. Richard Redding is the safety director for Sam Schwartz Transportation Consultants. He joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
So, you know, I'm just kind of stunned. It seems like in this day and age, with all of the walk, don't walk, all of the things, all the technology we have, why do you think we're seeing this increase?
Yeah. Well, it's more than an increase. It's a complete reversal of decades of progress. Having looked at this issue for 36 years now, it's unbelievable to me, after decades of pedestrian fatalities going down and down, we've seen a bounce back, a 50% increase just in 10 years. So it's you're shocked, I'm shocked. It makes no sense. You know, there are some reasons and factors behind this, but they're not acceptable. There's no reason this many people should die simply for going out to take a walk.
I saw a number, 6,000 people were actually killed crossing the street.
Yeah, and at one point in 2009, that number was just above 4,000. So the change is unprecedented, unacceptable, and has to be a wake-up call. We're not getting it right, despite good efforts that are going on. And I must say, at the state level, city levels, I see lots of good things going on around the country. We're doing the right things in some ways, but we're not getting the results that we need. And part of that is that the it's like pushing a boulder uphill. We have opportunities to improve specific intersections one by one and make systematic changes to the infrastructure. But the forces that we're working against are almost insurmountable. And we look at alcohol, for example, which is a huge factor. And now with legalized marijuana in many states, that's adding to the impairment issue. Distraction is a tremendous a source of concern. There's hardly a car that I see in my own driving experience where the driver doesn't have a device mounted on the dashboard or on the windshield. And in many cases, these devices are not just for navigation, but for email and texting, and people are watching movies as they're driving, and football games and so on. So it's really a big source of concern. And finally, what we're seeing is a large increase in the share of the vehicle fleet that's SUVs and light trucks. And the concern there, not that people shouldn't have access to the vehicles they want to drive, but as a safety matter, all things being equal, when a pedestrian's hit by an SUV, the impact is significantly higher and more lethal than being hit by a car. And for that reason, we've seen about a 50% increase in the number of pedestrians killed by SUVs in the last 10 years.
Now, you may have answered one of my questions, because I was going to ask you, are we walking differently or driving differently? But most of those factors that you just listed would be driver related.
Well, I think it's largely driver related. But, again, people who are walking around with earbuds in, which is a lot of folks who are oblivious to traffic, whether because they're looking down or they're listening to music or a podcast. The concern is that the traffic environment, it comes with a lot of risk. It may be something that we don't understand or fully appreciate. Maybe we just take for granted that we're going to go out for a walk and get where we're going. But there's a lot of risk in crossing, particularly busy high-speed roads. we see a lot of the fatalities are occurring on what are called arterial streets. These are like four-lane, often divided roads with 30, 40, 50-mile-an-hour speed limits. And in some cases, pedestrians are crossing to get to a bus stop or whatever the reason is. These are places where there's a significant amount of risk, and it's important to pay attention and be focused on that task. As a pedestrian, keeping in mind that drivers may not be paying attention. So this is self-preservation.
Indeed. Now, what about time of day? Does that make a difference?
Absolutely. We see overall about 75% of pedestrian fatalities occur at night. And over the last 10 years, the extra fatalities, you know, the ones that have occurred in addition to the numbers that we would have expected, over 90% of the extra fatalities are occurring at night. So there's more risk at night than ever. And, you know, quite frankly, the issues are not well understood. Some of it could be related to vehicle headlights, which are much more complicated than cars a generation ago. I have three cars in my family. Each car has a completely different way that headlights turn on. Some are automatic. Some you have to flip a switch. I think a lot of drivers may not even realize they're driving around without their headlights on in urban areas. Now, you know, unlike the countryside where you need your headlights to see where you're going, in the city, it's more important the headlights serve the purpose of pedestrians and other drivers seeing cars coming at night. And I think this might be part of the issue. Headlight systems are problematic. And again, alcohol impairment, drugs, and speeding are more prevalent at night.
Are more prevalent at night. Indeed. Richard Redding, thanks so much for that information. You are the safety director for the Sam Schwartz Transportation Consultants. You've given us lots to think about today. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Go Penguins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.